and it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference and the Connecticut Association of Athletic Directors.
This is Mike Kern from Ohio, and you're listening to Greenwich Cardinals Football, 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Touchdown, Ricky Rashika!
This is Greenwich Cardinals Football on 1490 WGCH.
Every day is a beautiful day for football.
Brought to you by...
They are back-to-back state champions.
Garden Catering, Zelens Brothers Auto Body, Chicken Joe's, Glenville Shell, and Jersey Mike's.
Nastahowski blasting right up the middle. Touchdown.
He's got Barber if he can thread it in there. He does on the run. Outside the numbers, near sideline. Touchdown, Greenwich.
It's good. It's good. Greenwich wins on a walk-off field goal. 42 yards. Eric Perino. The Greenwich Cardinals are state champions.
And now with the play-by-play, here are Rob Adams and Dan Murphy.
On an absolutely gorgeous mid-November afternoon here in Fairfield County, it's time for Greenwich Cardinals football. And today, from Cardinal Stadium, the Greenwich Cardinals return to action on Senior Day as they take on the Vikings of West Hill High School. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Dan Murphy, filling in for Rob Adams today. Joining me in the booth is longtime friend of our broadcast and West Hill High School alum himself, Chris Kalin. Sean Adams, producer extraordinaire himself, is in the booth with us as well. Greenwich comes into this game at 7-1 following a 38-0 victory last week up at Ridgefield. Again, this is kind of their final tune-up before a big game coming up here looming on Thanksgiving morning against Staples. This is the time of year when the teams start to separate themselves from the pack here and start to play their best football. And let me bring Chris in. And, you know, this is the time of year where you look for a team like Greenwich to take care of business. You know, we know that this is a bit of a trap game. They might be looking ahead a little bit to their next one. Today's all about taking care of what you can control on the field and going 1-0 today.
Exactly, Dan. For Greenwich, going against the West Hill team, we've posted 3 wins this year, which is, for them, a big improvement over the last few years for this program. Greenwich has to just do what they do. They're number one in class double L. As long as they can control the point of attack and the line of scrimmage like they've done all year long, this should be a fairly easy game. But, as you know, in football, it all comes down to the system. And the Greenwich is running the ball. I think West Hill, with a much smaller roster, you may see a little bit more iron.
I loved playing high school sports. I loved the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Connecticut did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Your family is the reason you work hard every day. You clothe them, you feed them, and you support the things they love to do. What would happen if you were to pass away? Would your family be able to afford the things they have now? That's why life insurance is so important to have. It's a way to help replace your income and protect your family if you aren't around to take care of their finances. Instead of calling a 1-800 number, you can choose a local agent who will be there to find the right financially secure life insurance. The life insurance agents at Greenwich Independent Insurance are ready for your call.
Hi, I'm Lisa Bologna. If Medicare is in your future, we're here to help you get started with supplements for Original Medicare. Long-term care insurance can help secure your path to financial security. Let's discuss your options.
And I'm Ray Beninato. Times are changing, and life insurance is more important than ever. Protect your family's future. We can help.
Call, email, or visit Lisa, Ray, and Rick at GreenwichInsurance.com. 203-869-0302. At the Greens at Greenwich, they specialize in the care of persons with early to mid-stage memory impairment. Programs are tailored to meet the individual needs and preferences of each resident. Activities include the creative arts therapies, daily fitness, and cognitive groups, weekly trips to Westchester Broadway Theater, museums, and even Island Beach, social, recreational, therapeutic, spiritual, educational, and cultural programs are all available. The staff of caring nurses offers wellness services. All of the amenities which focus on mind, body, and spirit include a secure outdoor garden and offer the residents an exceptional lifestyle. Menus are prepared by the Greens chefs and served in their home-like dining room. The highly trained staff of the Greens at Greenwich strives to provide exceptional service. The Greens at Greenwich, where all residents are recognized as persons of worth and treated with respect and dignity. Visit them online at thegreensatgreenwich.com.
It's one of the last two. Lucas, who's he come out?
Back at Cardinal Stadium as the coin toss is about to take place. Greenwich captain is out on the field. Seniors, Jack Carroll, MJ D'Angelo, Max Merrick, and Pete Vompelongas. And from West Hill, we have Lucas Busico, Emmanuel Gianti, Adriel Lemus, and Joel Morris.
The Cardinals are coached by Anthony Morello. Officials for today's game.
Discussion here at midfield. I was about to say center field, but no, baseball season has ended.
Paul DiMartino and Pat Murphy.
Country.
Well, that's our chain group today is Gil Gibson, Jimmy Cavanaugh, and Gary Murphy. Food trucks today are provided by Chicken Joe's.
While we have a moment, I will let you know that I've been keeping an eye on the Class Double L playoff standings coming into this week. A lot of pivotal matchups were decided last night, and at some point today we will catch you up on the Class Double L scoreboard. Greenwich comes into this game number one, the number one seed in the playoff rankings in Double L. So West Hill has
won the toss.
West Hill wins
the
toss and elects to receive. And so that is how this game will start.
And now,
and as we get ready to head towards the opening kickoff, we'll step aside for a minute. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals Football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Connecticut's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference and the Connecticut Association of Athletic Directors.
Garden Catering has become a Greenwich landmark for great food served fresh and fast. Now with 9 locations in Connecticut and New York, Garden Catering continues to make people happy with its famous nuggets, made from 100% white meat chicken with no antibiotics ever. Hand-cut daily, cooked to perfection. But there's so much more on the menu. There's burgers, sandwiches, wraps, garden salads, kale salad, vegetarian choices, all-day breakfast. So go to GardenCatering.com, check out the menu and the locations. Garden Catering, food so good, you'll just keep coming back.
You're listening to the sports voice of Fairfield County, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich.
All right, we're back at Cardinal Stadium, getting set for the opening kickoff between Greenwich and West Hill. Greenwich is getting set to kick off from left to right. West Hill will work from right to left. Alex K., man of the people, getting set to kick it off.
Hector Oriana, or deep to sea.
Clear skies, about 60 degrees at kickoff, light breeze out of the north. Perfect football weather. Kick is away, and we are underway. And this kick will bounce at the 5-yard line and go out of bounds on the near side.
Hayward's kick rolls out of bounds at the West Hill 7-yard line.
So West Hill will get decent field position out of this one without having to return it.
Just a little bit of miss on that kick. There's not a lot of wind out there today, so it's not going to play a factor in this game. The weather's warm, the air is nice.
Picture perfect for mid-November, I would say. Cardinals wearing their traditional home jerseys, home reds with white pants, white helmet. West Hill, white helmet, white top with purple pants. They'll set up at the 35-yard line. First and 10. Blake Cortell sets up in the pistol. He's got three receivers. And he'll hand it off running left. Not much there off left side. Running into a wall of defenders there is our running back. It'll be second and 10.
Chase and Esta leading the defense.
West Hill trying to start the game on the ground with a quick pitch. Greenwich just easily sniffs down, pushes everybody to the side.
They gave him about a gain of a yard, so it'll be second and about 9. Ball on the near side hash. West Hill came into this game with a record of 3-5 and not officially eliminated yet from playoff contention. There's a logjam of teams at 3-5 that had an outside chance at the playoffs entering this weekend. Takes a pistol snap, back to throw. Over the middle, incomplete. There is a flag down in the backfield.
Quarterback Blake Cortell's second down pass is incomplete.
Check the marker here.
Intended for Barrett.
It's against the Cardinals.
I believe it was against West Hill.
Well,
good player. The penalty's been declined.
Yeah, I'm wondering why, because the referee signaled towards Greenwich. And then, well, anyway. No harm, no foul. 3rd and 9. 11:08 on the first quarter clock. Ball at the 36 of West Hill. Cortell in the gun. He's got 4 receivers, 3 to the far side. He'll throw it. He rolls right. Throws to the right side, and that is incomplete. Up near the 40-yard line. Good coverage on the play by Noah Steele. So 3 and out go West Hill, and they'll have to punt.
Blake Cortell under pressure in the backfield. Rolls out. He'll get a good feeling to get the throw off. That's the thing about this Greenwich front line. They get after the quarterback. They get through, they get between the tackles, they get between, they shoot that A-gap really quick. They're quick off the ball, they get through, and they create a lot of havoc in the backfield.
Yeah, we've certainly seen them do that all season long. So Cortell, the quarterback, is also doubling as the punter today. So he's back to kick it away. He's standing at about his own 22 on 4th and 9. And it is tipped on the punt. It was deflected by one of the rushers, and it goes out of bounds near the Greenwich 45-yard line. That was tipped by one of the rushers. I couldn't tell which one got through. Nearly blocked completely, but that's going to be good starting field position for the Cardinals.
And it was a great that's a great defensive set for Greenwich. Keeping West Hill contained, not moving the ball, not allowing them to move the ball. Sets themselves up for great field position for their first drive.
Now the Cardinals offense goes to work. And last week, it was the Hector Lopez show back there. He had over 200 yards rushing, about 250 all-purpose yards. He sets up here, first and 10. Receiver in motion. He'll throw on first down. Throws deep over the middle. He's got a man, and it's caught by Blake Martin at the 30. Foot race 20. Inside the 10, and he's taken down at the 5-yard line. Blake Martin on the seam pass catches it in stride, and it's first and goal for the Cardinals.
Blake Martin showing his feet. Gets defenders in the backfield. The throw's right on the line. As he turns to head upfield, he stumbles a little bit, allowing the West Hill defenders to catch up.
That's a perfect start to this drive and this afternoon for the Cardinals. First and goal at the 5. Four receivers, trips to the near side. D'Angelo to throw. He throws to the outside corner of the end zone. It is caught for the touchdown by Blake Martin. Touchdown, Greenwich.
Corner inside the pylon, leaving enough open space just for throw.
Well, that is what you call a quick start for the Cardinals. Two plays to go, 55 yards. See, even I can do that drive summary. Julian Ravina on for the extra point.
Did you get it?
No, did you get it?
Kick is on the way and good. So with 10:26 to go, first quarter, Greenwich leading West Hill 7-0. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on WGCH and WGCH.com.
Glenville Shell at 222 Glenville Road is the place to refill and replenish and has been for over 100 years. A true old-fashioned, full-service gas station combined with today's modern convenience store. They can keep your car running at its best or bring it back to life with their full repair service. Also, take advantage of Glenville Shell's full-service gasoline fill-ups along with tire pressure check and refill. Or just as happily, you can pump your own. For a service appointment, call Glenville Shell at 203-531-9147. Chicken Joe's at 231 East Putnam Avenue in Coscob has fried chicken, gourmet wraps, barbecue chicken, homemade salads, fresh-cut nuggets, and much more. And you'll find Chicken Joe's food truck at all GHS home games, as well as all GYFL games. Buy any NFL team hat from Chicken Joe, and 30% of the purchase goes to the GYFL. And for catering and takeout orders, call 203-861-0099. That's 203-861-0099. Chicken Joe's. Oh, yeah.
Cardinals coming off a touchdown drive, and the kickoff was returned by West Hill up to about the 31-yard line, and that's where they will set up shop.
Very efficient two-play drive for Greenwich. Surprisingly enough, I'm actually surprised going right to the air right away, trying to put quick points on the board. I think Greenwich is looking to put this game away easy, and by opening up those passing lanes, it makes running a lot easier later on in the game.
First and 10 for West Hill. Out of the pistol is Cortell. He'll hand it off, running up the middle, and he pushes the pile to about the 37, 38-yard line. So a gain of about 5, maybe 6.
Nice pickup. Trying to find a hole in between the tackles to get through.
Yeah, this is one thing that if West Hill's going to have success today, they're going to have to do it on the ground. Trying to see what kind of success they can have running the football here. So it'll be second and call it about 3. Second and 3 from the 39. Three receiver set. Cortell hands it off, and not much this time. Justin Carroll comes up from linebacker spot to make the tackle.
West Hill goes right back to the box again with that same play, and Justin Carroll able to get up on the line quickly and sniff it out.
So they'll bring up third and 2 with balls at the 40-yard line on the near side hash. Greenwich able to force a 3 and out their first series on defense. Let's see if they can do it again here. West Hill, they like to run out of that pistol formation. That's what they'll do. They have a bunch of receivers in motion. Now they go trips to the near side in a bunch. Cortell will hand it off again one more time up the gut, and we'll see if he got it. It'll depend on the spot. He needed about 2 yards for the first down. And it's awfully close to the first down marker.
The officials are actually signaling it. They're moving the chain, so it's going to be a first down for West Hill.
There you go. First down at the 42. West Hill with four receivers, two to each side. .808 to go, first quarter and counting. Cortell to throw it. Looking, throws over the middle, and it's incomplete. He's looking for a receiver at about midfield, but nobody home to make the connection. It'll be second and 10.
Yeah, Cortell gets out, stays in the pocket, has the receiver right there. It looked like he didn't pick him up through the online rush to Greenwich, so he was able, he just shorted the throw. As we talk about the officials today's game, our referee is Jim West. The umpire is Eric Anderson. The head linesman is Eric Canarzo. The line judge is Scott Miller. The back judge is Paul DiMartino. And the clock guy is Pat Murphy.
Second and 10. They do a little trickery handoff here. This is Lucas Busico on the carry, and he gets maybe a yard.
West Hill tries to go to a little bit of deception. Greenwich is not having any of it. Great job just swarming and blocking off the line, cutting out that edge corner to prevent anything from going upfield.
So maybe a gain of a yard. So it'll be third and about nine at the 43-yard line. Cortell with three receivers to the far side. He'll throw. Short pass over the middle. That's caught. And a short gain. And the Greenwich Cardinals converge to make the tackle at the 45-yard line.
Great job of concentration by the West Hill receiver. Able to concentrate. Takes a big hit. Pops the ball loose. Stays with the play to reel it in to prevent a fumble recovery for Greenwich.
So Greenwich comes up with the stop. And West Hill will have to punt. The fourth and seven at the 45. Clock running now, 6:50 to go, first quarter. Cardinals got a good rush at the punt the first time. Waiting for the snap. And they're coming at it again. He gets it away this time, and the punt goes out of bounds. And let's see where the official marks it. All right, he's going to call it right at the 37, 38-yard line.
Hat tip to Jack Kelly on that. Squeaks through, almost gets the block, forces the punter to reshift on how he wants to punt the ball, giving Greenwich great football position.
So Cardinals offense will get another shot here, taking over at their own 38-yard line. Ball on the near hash. They'll line it up with trips receivers to the near side for D'Angelo. Hector Lopez standing to his left in that typical shotgun formation they like to run out of. O'Donnell comes in motion. First down handoff is Lopez up the middle, and he's got running room as he pushes the pile forward for a gain of about eight up to the 46.
Matthew O'Donnell comes in motion just before the play, pulling the defender's eyeballs away from the running back, and it allows Lopez to get that hole through the C gap on the line.
So it'll be second and two. They mark it at the 47. And a handoff again to Lopez. He's got running room inside the 45, 40, and breaking tackles all the way down to about the 35. Big strong run by Hector Lopez. Picks up the first down and a lot more. First and 10 for the Cardinals.
And when you have a great running game for any team, it's that front line. Those front five guys in the front clearing the path. And you saw that there. They pull the guard. Everybody pushes the defense all the way over toward the sideline, giving Lopez the hole to punch through.
It'll be first and 10 at the 35 of West Hill. D'Angelo keeps it, now wants to throw. He rolls right, now throws right side, and that is caught on the sideline. What a catch by Hector Lopez inside the 20-yard line. A leaping catch on the sideline. He comes down with his foot inbounds at the 19-yard line. There is a penalty flag down, and I believe this is going to go against the Cardinals. Is so
Wonderful effort by Lopez along the sideline, but it's all for naught. So after the five-yard penalty, that'll back it up to about the 40-yard line.
Yeah, the hard part of that play is what happened is it's an eligible receiver downfield. When D'Angelo hits the line and cuts back, the linemen automatically assume he's going to run.
Quick pass out to the right. D'Angelo throws, completes to O'Donnell along the sideline. Breaks free down the sideline, inside the 20 and out of bounds. Pushed out at about the 18-yard line. Quick pitch and catch there between D'Angelo and O'Donnell results in another first down.
Greenwich is just attacking the outside of West Hill, just taking it up outside the hash marks on either side, forcing West Hill to use athleticism and burn energy to try to get out there and make these plays.
So it'll be first and 10 at the 19. D'Angelo to throw it with time. Scrambles to the right, looking for somebody. Still scrambling around, and now he'll throw it to the sideline. Incomplete. Nobody open downfield. It'll be second down.
Great secondary coverage by West Hill, swarming around, getting all the receivers locked up, giving the West Hill's defensive front a chance to get in the backfield and break up the play.
So second and 10 at the 19. Clock is stopped with 4:58 to go, first quarter. D'Angelo's got three receivers. Takes a snap. And he'll hand off Lopez running right. Lopez running towards the sideline, inside the 10, inside the 5, and he's knocked out of bounds at about the 2-yard line. Lopez again finding success running the ball off the right end.
And the great thing about Lopez, you see his footwork on display. Comes down, stutter steps, moves the body, but still able to keep his feet moving and drawing the defenders off. Gives him that extra 5 to 7 yards.
The thing I've been impressed the most with Lopez is his agility and his ability to make people miss, and we've seen that all season long. First and goal for the Cardinals at the 2. D'Angelo hands off Lopez right up the middle, and he is into the end zone. Touchdown, Greenwich.
It was actually hard to tell on that run from Lopez because he took a solid hit from a West Hill defender.
He stood
him straight up and stopped him in his tracks, but he was already in the end zone.
So Lopez one more time this season getting into the end zone, and the Cardinals extend their lead with 4:45 to go first quarter. Julian Ravino will come on to attempt the extra point. Matt O'Donnell, the holder. Kick is on the way, and it is good. Cardinals lead 14-0 with 4:45 to go first quarter. You're listening to Greenwich High School Football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Once you get the meat and cheese for your sub freshly sliced right in front of you at Jersey Mike's, I'll tell you, there's no going back to anything else. That'd be like going back to dial-up internet. Ugh. Am I connecting to space to order Jersey Mike's? Any day now. Okay, it's about to connect. What? Who picked up the phone? Nope, there's no going back once you see it freshly sliced at Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Hi, this is Drew McFadden, Greenwich Cardinal Football, 1984-1985.
And this is his son, Ben McFadden. You're listening to 1490 WGCH, home of the Greenwich Cardinals. Go Big Red!
Alex Kay, man of the people, kicks it off. West Hill will return it from the 5. And he gets swallowed up by the kick coverage here of Greenwich as he barely gets past the 10-yard line. 7-play, 62-yard drive capped off by a 2-yard touchdown run by Hector Lopez, and it's 14-0 Cardinals.
And if you're the West Hill Vikings, the hard part here is you've struggled moving the football. You have to move the chains. You have to get first downs. And more importantly, for you to get a chance in this game, you can't get quick scores. You have to eat time off the clock. Give your defenders a chance to rest so you can figure out a way to attack this Greenwich offense. But more importantly, as you run the clock, you're keeping that high power offense on the sidelines.
That's a good point, yep. Situations like this, you need to win the time of possession battle, that's for sure. First and 10 for West Hill. Cortell quick pass out to the right, and that is well defended. Short gain there as Max Merrick came over to make the tackle. It'll be second down and about 8, about a 2-yard gain.
And for West Hill, they're still attacking at the line of scrimmage with the football, with their passing attack. You cannot go at the line of scrimmage against this Greenwich team. You have to try to get it into those holes in the secondary.
So they'll line it up. 4 receivers, 3 to the near side. Ball's on the far side hash. Cortell waiting for the snap. He's back to throw. Looking, throws over the middle. That's tipped in the air and almost intercepted. There was a sea of Cardinal defenders there coming off the deflection, but none of them were able to come up with it. So it'll be third down.
Give Cortell a lot of credit. That's a tight window to throw into. He actually hits his receiver right in the chest. Unfortunately, the receiver could not corral it.
So off the incompletion, it'll be third and about 9. Ball is sitting at about the 12-yard line of West Hill. West Hill and their 4 receivers set, trips to the near side. And we get a stoppage of play here. Somebody jumped on West Hill. That's going to be a false start.
It starts with the running back to the right, breaks and runs, and then the receiver follows him. And for West Hill, you cannot make these type of mistakes.
Greenwich is pretty good. They don't need help, that's for sure.
No.
So after the penalty, that's 3rd and 15, back at about the 6-yard line. Cortell back to throw. Throws short right, incomplete. He was trying to get the ball to Busico down the right side, but two of them not on the same page, so it'll be 4th down.
No, and honestly, if you're Busico, you have to understand the situation you're in and where you are. You know you don't have a lot of time in that backfield based on where you are. That can easily turn into a safety. So you have to, when you break up the field, you have to look right away at your quarterback to know if that football is coming. You can't concentrate down the field. You have to focus on getting to that first down.
So it's 4th and 15. Cortell into punt. Deep in his own end zone. He gets off a shank. That's going to go out of bounds at the 10-yard line of West Hill.
Greenwich is going to have outstanding field position.
No better starting field position than first and goal, I would say.
And you know, but for Greenwich here, you're in a situation where it's late in the first quarter. You're already up 14. You're staring down the barrel of being up 21. Now you have to look at it as, you know, where do you want to start kind of condensing the playbook? Where do you want to start going to that running game? And just eat time off the clock. The less time your guys are on the field, the less plays they run, the less likely they are to get hurt, and you can have them for the big games.
Yeah, and this is a kind of a game where you just want to get through this game healthy with everybody. So first and goal at the 10, D'Angelo to throw it. He throws over the middle to the end zone, and it is incomplete. He was looking for Golden, the tight end, in the end zone, but couldn't find him. It'll be second down.
Greenwich Cardinals, the Cardinals were looking for kind of pass interference on that play. Golden just looked like when he was making that turn, kind of misstepped, didn't get good balance, and when he turned up, it was just a sloppy play. I mean, Golden is not that type of player. You know, sometimes, you know, you get caught in a room with, you know, in an area with too many guys. You're just not sure which way to turn.
It'll be second down at the 10-yard line. D'Angelo with Martin in motion to the far side. He'll hand it off. Lopez running right around the right side, inside the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown, Greenwich. Well, it is the Hector Lopez show here this afternoon once again. His second rushing touchdown of the quarter. And Greenwich extends their lead to 20-0 here in the first. And Ravina comes on for the point after. He's been a busy guy this first quarter. Snap is good. And so is the kick. So with 3:17 to go, first quarter, Cardinals taking care of West Hill. It's 21-0. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
If your car gets crunched, bumped, or scraped, take it to Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Zelenz Brothers has been rejuvenating damaged autos in the Greenwich community since 1912. First, Zelenz Brothers will give you a free computerized estimate in 5 to 10 minutes. No appointment needed. And when they proceed with the job, it'll be done faster than ever. With Zelenz's state-of-the-art super clean painting and baking booth that can bake that paint job to perfection within a short 30 minutes. Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Most collisions repaired within 2 days at 37 Sherwood Place in Greenwich.
Cardinals with a 21-0 lead here at Cardinal Stadium on Senior Day. And they're getting set to kick off again here. Alex Kay will put it in the air. And this ball will bounce into the end zone for a touchback. It was Senior Day today. It is Senior Day. And before the game, there was a ceremony to honor all the class of 2025 football team members and also the 2025 cheerleaders as well. A ceremony that was nicely done. And we want to thank Nick Fesco for the work he does here at Cardinal Stadium as public address announcer, guiding everybody through the pregame festivities. He did a great job. It'll be first and 10 for West Hill at their own 20. Cortell lines it up, three receivers to the far side, out of the pistol. He's back to throw, looking, in trouble, rolling out, and he goes down right at about the line of scrimmage. That was Max Merrick who finally got to him. So it'll be second down and 10. No gain on the play.
And give all the credit to this front four for Greenwich. They get in, they condense that whole West Hill line of scrimmage. All those guards and tackles, they condensed them right around Cortell, forcing Cortell to find a hole to run.
So second and 10. Cortell now in the gun. Sends a receiver in motion to the far side. And a handoff, and that play is blown up in the backfield. The handoff goes nowhere as Justin Carroll runs right through the line to get to the ball carrier. That's going to be a loss of 4 or 5 yards on the play.
And Justin Carroll reads the run, just shoots that A-gap, and Cortell barely has a chance to get the handoff to the running back, and Justin Carroll is right on top of it.
Clock moving now down to 2 minutes to go, first quarter. It'll be third down and 15. Trips receiver is out to the far side. Cortell in the gun. Quick pass out to the right, and that is caught. And gaining a few yards on the catch, up to about the 25, but it's going to be well short of a first down. So it'll be fourth down and about 5, and West Hill is going to have to punt it away again.
One of the first passing plays for West Hill to actually go right today. I mean, the idea with West Hill, they run those trips to that one side or the other. What they're trying to do is they're trying to create confusion with the corners. And the great part is West Hill, the Greenwich corners are just too good to let it happen.
So on to punt it away, and there is a flag down as the punt goes away. And we get
false
play
start.
Play is blown dead, yeah. False start against West Hill. So we will do this all again, except 5 yards backwards.
So we're looking about fourth and 10. And for West Hill, it's these little things. You think that five-yard difference with the punt isn't that big a deal, but for this Greenwich team, it is.
And the punt is blocked. And it's recovered in the end zone for a touchdown, Greenwich. That's George Zell, who made the block on special teams, and he returned it into the end zone. And the Cardinals come away with a special teams touchdown.
In West Hill's punt team, the defenders have had a hard time with these Greenwich Cardinals all game. I mean, all game, this first quarter.
Yeah, the Cardinals have been flirting with getting through to the ball on these punts, and they finally get through this time.
Yeah, one block, one deflection. One punt was almost blocked completely. And for West Hill, you've got to try to figure out a way to reorganize, regroup. You may have to change your approach to dealing with this Greenwich program. You know, you may have to look at those situations. You know, and a fourth and five, you can actually fake punt there because you have room to work with. But that false start pushes you back that extra 5 yards, and now it changes the whole dynamic of that down.
Been a frustrating afternoon for West Hill special teams so far. Julian Ravina lines it up for the extra point, and the kick is good. So with 56 seconds to go in the first quarter, it's all Greenwich so far today, 28-0. We'll keep it here as we're near the end of the first quarter. But, Chris, I mean, your thoughts on this first quarter? I mean, this has gone pretty much as well as you could expect it for the Cardinals and for West Hill, just a really frustrating start to this afternoon.
I mean, this whole first quarter, it's pretty much been all red. The Cardinals have been all over, very few mistakes. And any mistakes that they did make, they've been able to make up for it or cover them up. I mean, if you're West Hill, you have to try to get on the scoreboard and get things moving. I mean, at this point, winning the game, you can't look that far ahead. You have to look to moving the ball and getting that first score. Put a point on the board of some kind.
Got to start somewhere. Here's the kick by Alex Kay, fielded at the 5. And on the return, they'll get up to about the 23, 24-yard line.
Nice return by West Hill. The one thing about the West Hill program, they've always had good athletes. They haven't had great football players, but they've always had good athletes. And if you can use that athleticism to try to get Greenwich to make mistakes, maybe overplay the ball, overrun it. If you can get, you know, you can use speed to get into that backfield. And you can find a hole somewhere in that Greenwich secondary, you can actually pick up big chunks of yardage.
Yeah, and look, West Hill, you know, they had a really frustrating year last year. They were 0-10. You know, they were in the second year of a new coaching regime with Owen Sandoval. They're trying to build something and head in the right direction. So 3 wins is a significant improvement for them. There's no question. Here's Cortell on first down, and the pass is tipped at the line of scrimmage. Incomplete. Yeah, to finish that point, you know, These things take time sometimes to unfold and start heading in the right direction. And I think if you're West Hill, you know, you like some of the signs that you're seeing that this program might be finally heading in the right direction.
Owen Sandoval's a good coach. He's a good guy. He's a good coach. The players respond to him. But the hard part in football is you look at the Greenwich sideline and then go look at the West Hill sideline. You need bodies to throw at it.
That's a good point. It all comes down to who you have, right? Second down, and they'll pitch it left, and not much there on the left side. This guy Jermaine came up to make the stop, as did Santi Parra. Maybe a gain of a yard. It'll be third down and long.
I mean, and getting back to that point, when you're developing a football program, and I don't remember who the coach was, but he was asked by a reporter, When you're taking on players, is it about which do you focus on first? Is it attitude or technique? You can teach technique. You can't teach attitude. The hard part is getting players who are all working together and pulling that rope in the same direction. And for West Hill, it's just been one of those difficult things, is getting 48, 53 guys all working together, pulling the rope in that same direction.
And on that note, that is the end of the first quarter, so we'll step aside for a break. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals Football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Garden Catering has become a Greenwich landmark for great food served fresh and fast. Now with 9 locations in Connecticut and New York, Garden Catering continues to make people happy with its famous nuggets, made from 100% white meat chicken with no antibiotics ever. Hand-cut daily, cooked to perfection. But there's so much more on the menu. There's burgers, sandwiches, wraps, garden salads, kale salad, vegetarian choices, all-day breakfast.
So go to GardenCatering.com, check out the menu and the locations. Garden Catering, food so good, you'll just keep coming back.
Hi, this is Nick Fox, class of 2003. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals Football on 1490 WGCH.
Second quarter action here from Cardinal Stadium with Greenwich leading West Hill 28-0. Third and 10 at the 23. Cortell back to throw. In trouble and down he goes. Back at the 20. A barrage of Cardinal defenders led by Max Merrick got to him.
Greenwich once again just coming with a strong blitz, forcing Cortell to make a quick decision in the backfield. But when you don't get, when you don't have that kind of time, there's not much you could do except, you know, just cover the ball and wait for the next play.
So fourth and 14 following the sack, back at the 20-yard line. West Hill out to punt once again. Clock running, 11:15 to go, second quarter. High snap, and he gets the punt away. And it's going to take a bounce at the 45. Fielded by O'Donnell at midfield. Now he runs up field 40. Looking for a block, and he is taken down at about the 32-yard line. So good punt by West Hill and a good return by Greenwich. He'll set up with good field position. Cardinals with 28 first quarter points. They had two rushing touchdowns by Hector Lopez, 5-yard receiving touchdown by Blake Martin, and a punt blocked, returned for a touchdown as well. So a bunch of players have been getting in on the act here so far this afternoon. First and 10 at the 32. Four receivers set. D'Angelo, quick pass out to the left, and that is ruled incomplete. Short pass attempt there to Blake Martin, hit the ground, so it'll be second and 10.
Honestly, it looked like D'Angelo wasn't sure who he was going to throw it to. Wasn't sure if he was going to throw it to Martin or Lopez. Both were in the same vicinity.
So they'll go trips to the far side. D'Angelo, quick pass out to the right. That's caught by George Minchin at about the 30, and he will be... They'll call him tackled right there, right at about the 30-yard line. So it'll be third down.
Well, the soft wind, Cardinals are actually pretty much, you know, another 5 yards. They've got a decent field goal attempt. They can actually make a field goal attempt from here, from where they are now. It'd be a good 45 yards.
Third and 8. At the West Hill 30, Cardinals moving from right to left in the second quarter. D'Angelo hands off Lopez, running up the middle. He breaks free into the secondary, and he's going to be taken down at about the 20-yard line.
Well, you don't have to worry about the field goal.
Yeah, right.
Just give it to Lopez and let him go.
Just hold that thought for a little while there. So gain of 10 on third and 8 results in a first and 10 for the Cardinals.
I wonder if the Cardinals' field goal kicker is a little upset right now. I could have got some points.
Well, you know what? He's got 4 points already today. He's been busy.
Yeah.
First and 10. Three receivers set. He sends Lopez in motion to the far side. He's back to throw. Throwing deep toward the end zone in the middle of the field, and it's incomplete. He was looking for Matt O'Donnell. Right near the goalpost there, and it'll be second and 10.
Matt O'Donnell just laying on the ground for a second. It looked like his pride was hurt that he didn't come up with that catch. Nothing on O'Donnell. That ball was just slightly overthrown by D'Angelo.
Well, we've seen those two hook up a lot this season for big plays, whether it be touchdowns or big plays when they've needed them. I would expect to see those two get on the same page again sooner rather than later.
Yeah, D'Angelo was in that situation where that play... Where Martin was covered really well. I mean, O'Donnell was covered really well. He tried to go over the top.
Second down handoff. Lopez right up the middle, inside the 10, and he's taken down at about the 7. plenty of daylight there between the tackles for Hector Lopez, and he picks up another Greenwich first down. It'll be first and goal.
You see Lopez pick up another chunk of yardage. Clock is still running.
Clock now down to 9:25 here in the second quarter. So first and goal for the Cardinals at about the 8-yard line. D'Angelo calling out the signals. He takes the snap. He rolls right, throws right, incomplete. He was looking for Merdella, Alex Merdella, on near the goal line on the right side, but not able to connect. It'll be second down.
Now, looking at that play, it's not a throw that D'Angelo normally makes. I think what happened, that's a timing play, and I think the timing was off.
Certainly looked like D'Angelo was throwing it to a spot where he was expecting his receiver to be, but they weren't quite able to get on the same page. So second down and goal. Trips receivers to the far side. D'Angelo with Lopez on his left hip. He now sends him in motion, and I'll hand it to him. Running right inside the five. And to the goal line, he's going to be stopped at about the 1-yard line. There is a flag that came in right around where he was tackled. Let's check the penalty flag. It's
probably going to be a face mask penalty from what it looks like. There's a flag on the field. Greenwich is probably not going to accept it because the ball's on the 1-yard line.
Face mask against the Vikings. Yeah, it is a face mask on West Hill.
Well, instead of the 1-yard line, it's going to be on the 6-inch line. But again, you see that agility that you spoke about from Lopez. Lopez breaks prior to the snap, heads toward the right, looking to be a sweep, turns around, hits a dead stop, takes the handoff, and goes in the other direction.
Yeah, he gets the defenders all going one direction, and then he just takes off in the other direction. So first and goal at the 1 after the penalty. D'Angelo will hand it off, and into the end zone for the touchdown is Cameron Williams. Touchdown, Cardinals. Cardinals absolutely pouring it on here in the first half.
And on the six-inch yard line, it's just an off-tackle run. Williams easily punches through that hole.
We haven't seen a lot of Cam Williams this year, but good to see him get into the end zone here on Senior Day. Ravina on for the point after. And it is up and good. So with 8:38 to go, second quarter, Greenwich leading West Hill 35-0. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on WGCH and WGCH.com.
Glenville Shell at 222 Glenville Road is the place to refill and replenish and has been for over 100 years. A true old-fashioned, full-service gas station combined with today's modern convenience store. They can keep your car running at its best or bring it back to life with their full repair service. Also, take advantage of Glenville Shell's full-service gasoline fill-ups along with tire pressure check and refill. Or just as happily, you can pump your own. For a service appointment, call Glenville Shell at 203-531-9147.
Hi, this is Steve Longo, Greenwich High Class of 2001. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH.
All Cardinals this afternoon here at Cardinal Stadium with the score Greenwich 35-0 over West Hill. And still 8:38 on the clock in the second quarter. Alex Kay getting ready to kick it away. And the ball blows off the tee, so we will tee it up once again and try it again.
Wind's starting to pick up a little bit.
It was a little gusty pregame, and then it kind of quieted down at around kickoff. But it's sort of a bit of a swirling breeze out of the northwest this afternoon. Everyone's running up for the kickoff, and the ball blows right off the tee just as he approaches the ball. Where are Lucy and Charlie Brown?
Yes.
Need them? And now we're going to have someone come in and hold the ball. Thank you for your service.
Well, don't look at the kicker.
And here we go with the kick. And it's away.
Oh, good
And it's fielded at the 10-yard line, bringing it up the near side. He slips a tackle down the sideline past the 30, and he's down to about the 35-yard line. So a good return off the kickoff.
For West Hill, that's something you can build on. You get a good return. You've got great field position. Not outstanding, but it's good field position. You're getting started right about the 32-yard line. Maybe you can build some momentum off that, but whatever you're doing, you cannot keep going back to that same playbook. Greenwich has figured it out. You may have to come up with some. You may have to start shifting your plays on the fly.
Yeah, if you're West Hill, you're just looking to get something going.
You may have to do that backyard game where you just draw the play up right on your hand.
I remember when I used to do that as a youngster.
Didn't do it on the ground because everybody could see it.
That's right. First and 10 at the 35. Cortell to throw it. Looking, now rolls right, throws short right, incomplete. He was looking for Busico along the near side, but it was incomplete, second and 10. While we have a second here, I want to acknowledge that Pete Von Velakis, obviously one of the seniors, one of the captains, making his 45th consecutive start as an offensive lineman today. That is a Cardinals school record. So he is the Cal Ripken Jr. of Greenwich football. I wonder if some of the people in the audience today even know who Cal Ripken Jr. is. Second and 10, Cortell back to throw. And he's in trouble, rolling left, throws left, incomplete. He was looking for a receiver near the line of scrimmage at the 35, but unable to connect. It'll be third and 10.
And you watch it, you're watching Greenwich. They're trying, West Hill's trying to put big chunks of yardage up on the board. And you're trying, you're rolling out, you're hoping to get a receiver open in the flat to pick up maybe 8, 10, 12 yards. It's not working. You have to figure something else out. Maybe pull back one of the receivers, put an extra tight end on the field, and just try to run and punch through or contain and get around this Greenwich front line.
West Hill has not had much success throwing the ball today. It's third and 10 at their own 35. Cortell, he'll hand it off, and there's not much there. As Max Merrick was in there, Chase Anesta was in there to make the tackle behind the line of scrimmage. Back at about the 33, so it'll be fourth and long.
And the hard part is the running back. You break back. You have to recognize. Sometimes you have to improvise your movement on the play. Greenwich sniffed it out that the play was coming back toward the middle. They recognized it. They all swarmed in the middle, leaving the left side wide open from which the running back was lined up. If he cuts to the right, he could have easily picked up a good 8-9 yards.
High snap on the punt. He gets it away. It takes a bounce and is fielded by O'Donnell at midfield. Running downfield to the 40. And inside the 35, he's taken down at about the 34. And there is a player down for West Hill.
Roughing the kicker.
And they are going to get Greenwich for roughing the kicker.
And that could be a first down. That's an automatic first down. Yeah,
that is a first down, yep.
So West Hill will retain the football. And that is one of the downsides of having that early success in attacking the punter. That success on special teams when you can get into the backfield. You tend to get overconfident, you get over-aggressive, and things like this can happen. Now the big question is, can West Hill capitalize on it? This was the only way they've been able to gain a first down all day is through a penalty.
This will easily be their best field position of the afternoon. The ball is now up at their own 48-yard line. The clock at 7:32 in the second quarter.
And West Hill's going to go right back to that pistol formation, but you're not doing trips receivers to one side or the other. They've actually spread the formation. They've spread the receivers out a little bit.
Let's see what comes of that here. Into the gun goes Cortell. Quick pass to the left is caught, and falls. Actually, excuse me, it's incomplete. It looked like it was caught for a second, but was not corralled by the receiver, so it'll be second down.
That quick out, if you're going to run that, one, for Cortell, you have to hit him in the chest. But two, if you're the receiver, you have to be a little bit further toward the hashes. You're not. You have to either move out toward the numbers or in a little bit. Either way, what you're trying to do is you're trying to give yourself space in that field. You can't stay stationary and make yourself a target.
Second and 10 on the handoff, and he runs right into a wall of Cardinal defenders at the line of scrimmage for no gain. Maybe lost a yard.
Yeah, it'll be a fumble and a recovery. Busico never got full grasp on that football on the handoff. So when by the time he got in stride, he was still trying to corral the ball and take control. And at that point, he pretty much ran into a wall of Cardinals. Luckily, the ball bounced off a Cardinal and came right back into his chest.
It's a little bit of fortune there for West Hill. It'll be third and 11 at the 47. Four receivers, two to each side. Cortell out of the pistol. He's back to throw. Rolling left, in trouble, and down he goes, back at the 37. Max Merrick having himself an afternoon so far as he gets through for the sack.
Max Merrick's just taking advantage of a tired West Hill line. He's able to get in, along with his teammates, they just collapsed the pocket right around Cortell, and it was whoever was getting through first was going to get a sack. It was inevitable.
So West Hill on what's fourth and 20 now after the sack in punt formation. Cortell back for the punt. And he gets the punt away. It's a high spiral. O'Donnell fields at the 25. Gets a block up to the 40. And not much more than that before he's corralled by West Hill. So with 5:47 to go, the Cardinals will take over on offense at their own 40-yard line. With the score 35 to nothing here, midway through the second.
In this situation, I'm not going to be one to tell a coach what to do. But for me, in a game situation like this, where you know you're in control, you have complete control of the game, West Hill's offense is completely contained. On a punt like that, just fair catch it. Why open yourself up to a possible injury? Fair catch it, hand the ball. Your offense has demonstrated it can move the ball at will from wherever it wants to on the field.
Well, they certainly have the bodies on the field to be able to do that. First and 10 at the 40. O'Donnell is lined up to the near side. He'll hand it off. Lopez running left, picks up a block, and into open space past midfield before he's taken down finally at about the West Hill 45-yard line. So a gain of about 15 on first down for Hector Lopez. Cardinals on the move once again. They have spent most of this afternoon in West Hill territory.
Now you're seeing, you know, pretty much an exclusive attack the middle of the field, keep the clock running type of attack.
First and 10, trips receivers out to the far side. D'Angelo calling out the signals. He sends O'Donnell in motion. Pot pass to O'Donnell, running left, inside the 40 and out of bounds at about the 37-yard line. They got O'Donnell in motion pre-snap and got it to him on that quick pass, and he makes some hay with it down to about the 36. So it'll be second and two after an 8-yard gain.
And for Greenwich, I'm actually surprised you're not seeing a lot more some of the younger players, some of the lower classmen working their way into this game. Possibly it'll happen in the second half.
Second down, handoff, Lopez running left, and he trips inside the 35. And he's going to be marked down at about the 33. It's enough for a first down. But boy, if he didn't trip, he had a lot more daylight ahead of him. But either way, it's first and 10 for the Cardinals.
Chains and the clock keep moving. you've seen a little bit of level of frustration on West Hill, not having any answers for these for this Cardinal offense.
Clock down to 4:40 and counting in the second. Hudson Squire is in motion to the near side. D'Angelo back to throw, steps up, now runs with it. Inside the 20, man to beat, inside the 10, into the end zone, touchdown Greenwich. MJ D'Angelo calls his own number and takes it 33 yards to pay dirt, and the Cardinals score once again.
Well, the West Hill defensive front, they're able to get into the backfield. They create a little bit of chaos. D'Angelo can't get himself set to see any of the receivers down the field. He decides discretion's the better part of value, or I'm going to tuck it and run. And he's able, with all the Greenwich defensive backs wrapped up with Greenwich receivers, he's able to just find open spaces in that backfield. And once he gets around to the sideline, it's off to the races for D'Angelo.
There was a player down for West Hill, but he is now up and walking under his own power back to the sideline. So now we are set for the extra point attempt by Julian Ravina, who's been a busy guy today. And the kick is up and good. 4:27 to go, second quarter. Cardinals taking care of business at home. They lead West Hill 42-0. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
If your car gets crunched, bumped, or scraped, take it to Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Zelenz Brothers has been rejuvenating damaged autos in the Greenwich community since 1912. First, Zelenz Brothers will give you a free computerized estimate in 5 to 10 minutes. No appointment needed. And when they proceed with the job, it'll be done faster than ever. With Zelenz's state-of-the-art super clean painting and baking booth that can bake that paint job to perfection within a short 30 minutes. Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Most collisions repaired within 2 days at 37 Sherwood Place in Greenwich.
You're listening to the sports voice of Fairfield County, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich.
Senior day here at Cardinal Stadium, and the Cardinals are taking care of business, leading West Hill 42-0. Alex Kay getting set to kick it away. And West Hill fields it at the 10. On the run back, it's Doug Kerr. Gets past the 20, and Kerr gets to about the 25. And that is where West Hill will set up shop, trying to get something going on offense.
And for West Hill, you really have to focus on, let's get some positive yards right now. And I think between you and me, and I think if you're looking at Coach Sandoval, he's got to figure, at this point, we're not overcoming a 42-point deficit. But what we have to try to do is make something positive out of this game. Something we can build on for the rest of the season. You can't end your season here. You've got another game on Thanksgiving that you've got to try. I believe they've got to play Stanford High next.
Yep, that's their Thanksgiving matchup. Yep, Battle of Stanford.
And you got to figure out how you're going to deal with that.
First down pass out in the flat is caught by Busico, but not much of a gain there. He may have lost a yard as Guy Germain was over there to make the play. In coverage, it'll be second down. And yeah, when the score is this lopsided, it becomes a situation where you're playing for pride, right? You know, you're playing for your teammates, you're playing for your jersey, you're playing for your coaching staff. You want to see them continue to fight, continue to give you effort here, despite what the scoreboard says.
Well, and part of it, too, this is, as a coach, this is where you have to learn, too. You have to turn around and say, all right, now we have to, you know, what we're doing isn't working. We have to shift on the fly. Let's start trying something. But you got to get the players on the field to buy in and not get down, not get frustrated, and not make stupid plays.
Second and 11. Cortell back to throw. Rolling right. And he throws it away to the sideline, incomplete. Boy, Kyle Ebanks was bearing down on him that time, and he was able to get it away to avoid the sack. It'll be third and 11.
Well, the key is the secondary contains all the receivers. So for Cortell, you're still trying to find somebody. You don't want to tuck it and run. You want to try somebody to find somebody, make some big yards, and try to build momentum. good, the smart move for him. He gets out of the hash marks. He's able to get himself into a position where, you know what, there's nothing. I'm about to be sacked. Let me just throw it away.
Third and 11 with 3:15 to go, second quarter. Ball on their own 24-yard line. And we get a timeout called by West Hill.
Now that we have a minute, folks, stop by the concession stand. Waters and snacks available. Support the class of 2025.
Greenwich came into this game ranked as the number one seed in the Class LL playoff rankings. A lot of big games in Class LL last night. We'll run you down the scoreboard here at some point. I also am obliged to tell you that my partner, Rob Adams, as you can probably tell by now, is not here today. He's actually up in Wallingford calling the NEPSAC Leon Modeste Bowl between Brunswick and Choate. That kickoff between two really good 8-win teams in their bowl championship. That was scheduled for 1 p.m. today. I hope Rob's not listening to us right now, but if he is, hi, Rob. He's a little busy doing his own play-by-play up in Wallingford. So off the timeout, it's third and 11. Cortell in the gun. He's back to throw. Throwing deep down the left side, and it is incomplete with a flag down. And it was thrown in the area of pass interference, and that appears to be what the call is going to be.
Judging it from here, it kind of looks like Galindo just gets in front of the receiver and just doesn't let him get around. There's no coverage on the play, and I mean, his coverage was good. He's with the receiver. I think he cuts him off just before anybody has sight of the ball, and that, I think in the back judge's opinion, that was the interference that prevented the receiver from catching the ball.
Yeah, we are seeing a lot of Greenwich's down-the-roster players on this drive on defense. First down, Cortell back to throw, throws left side, incomplete, up at midfield, so it'll be second and 10.
Pass is incomplete, intended for Greenwich.
Yeah, when you're in control of a game like this, you really want to use this opportunity, if you're Greenwich, to see what you have down your roster. And so we will see a lot of the underclassmen here, I would imagine, for the rest of the first half and perhaps for lots of the second half as well.
Well, more importantly, too, is in a game like this, you also get to, you know, not only see what you have, but these players actually get to get out there, run the plays, find out where their spots are, you know, and get a little bit of experience.
Yeah. Which experience can go a long way. Second and 10, Cortell, back to throw. He steps up. Now he runs with it, 45, and is taken down at about the 47. He was able to escape the pressure up the middle and find his way for a few yards to set up third down and about 3.
And if you're West Hill, you really need to try to get the ball. You've got about 2.5 minutes. You have to try to get the ball down and try to get a score. For Greenwich, they're going to get the ball to start the second half. So you don't, if you're West Hill, it really could end the game right there if Greenwich could put together a big-time drive.
2:23 to go on the clock. Third and 3. They'll pitch it on the right left side, and there's nowhere to go. He's going to lose several yards back inside the 40. That was Crosby Newey who broke through and led the charge on the tackle.
Great hustle. Great hustle. Greenwich, again, controlling the line of scrimmage, forcing West Hill not to run between the tackles but try to bounce out, at which point, once they start to bounce out, you see the defenders, they break off from their assignments and they just swarm whoever has the football.
Greenwich has such speed running sideline to sideline, and West Hill has not been able to compete with them in that regard today. Fourth and 10, they keep the offense on the field. Ball's at the 40-yard line. Rolling right is Cortell. He looks to throw. He's in trouble, and he's going to get taken down at about the 35. That's Kyle Ebanks who got through and makes the sack. And West Hill turns it over on downs with 1:27 to go in the second.
Great work by Ebanks, recognizing what Cortell's going to do. He could have almost had a horse collar penalty on that tackle, but he keeps his arms down and allows himself to wrap Cortell up for the sack.
The Cardinals will take over first and 10 at the West Hill 35-yard line. Nick Wells checks in at quarterback. Hector Lopez is still out there. Looks like the other starting receivers are out there. Now Lopez checks out. We need a running back. That's what they're saying. Cam Williams will check in. Cam, the senior running back, listed at 5'9", 131. Nick Wells in the gun, trips receivers. He'll throw it to the right. That's caught in the flat by George Minchin, who picks his way for a few yards down to about the 30.
Just a quick out in the flat. Greenwich is able to pick up a few yards.
Clock is running, 1:07 to go. It'll be second and six.
Well, again, keeping the ball in the field of play allows the clock to continue to run.
So second and six. Wells takes a shotgun snap. He's going to throw deep down the right side. And if it's a jump ball, who has it? It's an interception. Intercepted on the far side at about the 5-yard line. He was looking for Michael Mignot down the right side in a jump ball, and the defender from West Hill came away with it. So with 48 seconds to go in the second quarter, West Hill will take over.
Yeah, that type of throw is a timing play. What happened was that ball got just up in the air and it just floated out there. It didn't get to that spot as quickly as Greenwich would have liked. But that's one of those things you got to work on. And you know what? In that situation, you can try that. It's not necessarily a bad thing. The interception, it's not a bad thing. You take a shot with a younger player and see what you've got. It's an interception, hat tip West Hill, and we move on.
So with 48 seconds on the clock, first and 10 at their own 6, and a handoff running left, and he's going to get dropped for a loss back to about the 5-yard line. So no gain on the play, maybe a loss of a yard. And clock is moving down to 30 seconds. I would say that both teams are content to head to halftime here. And what's been a very one-sided affair to this point. I don't think they will need to snap the ball again.
No.
We're inside 10 seconds. Play clock is now at 10 seconds.
West Hill's walking off the field. They're going to concede the half.
So we have reached halftime here at Cardinal Stadium on Senior Day with the Greenwich Cardinals leading West Hill 42-0. Scoring drive started early here for the Cardinals. The 5-yard touchdown pass from D'Angelo to Blake Martin made it 7-0. Hector Lopez with 2 rushing touchdowns in the first quarter to build a 21-0 lead. West Hill had a punt blocked late in the first quarter to make it 28-0. And then touchdown runs by Cameron Williams and MJ D'Angelo built the score to 42-0 where it stands here at the end of the first half. And Chris, really a one-sided first half here. What can you say about the Cardinals offensively, and what can you say about West Hill overall?
Well, for Greenwich, this was just a dominant first half. They controlled the point of attack on both sides of the field. They were able to do what they wanted. They pretty much imposed their will on the West Hill Vikings, and the Vikings had no answer. What West Hill's going to do in the second half, I don't know, but I know for a fact, especially against a team like Greenwich, only first downs cannot come in the form of penalties. You have to be able to show you can move the ball and be effective against Greenwich, and West Hill has not been that. And it's no fault to West Hill's. I mean, you're still a sub 500 team. You're a 3-win team. You're having a better year, but you're pretty much going against a top-ranked team in your weight class. So what we're going to see, you know, for West Hill, it's, you know, what can you do to prep yourself for next week against the secondary players of Greenwich?
We'll take a break here. It'll be the halftime report. Sean Kilkelly is waiting for us back in the studio. He'll take care of you. And we'll see you for the second half here from Cardinal Stadium. You're listening to Cardinals Football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
You spend a lot to insure your car and home. An experienced insurance agent can manage your insurance costs, fund the gaps in coverage, and save you money. And that's what you'll get when you speak with the professionals at Greenwich Independent Insurance.
Hi, I'm Cindy Greco. Let us take some of the risk out of life. For more than a century, Greenwich Independent Insurance has provided responsive, uncomplicated, friendly, and efficient insurance products for our customers.
And I'm Nicole Lombardo. We are your Greenwich neighbors. We're about getting you affordable insurance policies and great insurance protection for your cars, home, boat, life, and for whatever your insurance needs may be.
And I'm Rick Wellington. Greenwich Independent Insurance has found insurance solutions for more than a century. We have the knowledge and experience to find the answers you need. Let's talk.
For your cars, home, life, and business, Greenwich Independent Insurance has the answers. Speak to an agent at 203-869-0302 and at GreenwichInsurance.com. Chicken Joe's at 231 East Putnam Avenue in Koskob has fried chicken, gourmet wraps, barbecue chicken, homemade salads, fresh-cut nuggets, and much more. And you'll find Chicken Joe's food truck at all GHS home games, as well as all GYFL games. Buy any NFL team hat from Chicken Joe, and 30% of the purchase goes to the GYFL. And for catering and takeout orders, call 203-861-0099. That's 203-861-0099. Chicken Joe's. Oh, yeah.
And welcome back to Greenwich Cardinals Football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. I'm Sean Kilkelly in the home studios on this Saturday afternoon. The Greenwich Cardinals with a commanding 42-0 lead over the West Hill Vikings. We'll get back out to Dan Murphy and Chris Kalin in just a little while from now for third quarter action. At halftime, Brunswick and Choate, they are tied at 6. Ollie Reynolds with a 47-yard field goal to tie the game for the Bruins came right as time elapsed in the second quarter. Taking a look at the world of sports and shifting over to college football right now, Ohio State with a 28-7 lead on the road at Northwestern, 4:58 to play in the third quarter. Texas 13, Arkansas nothing, 5:50 to play in the third. Utah trails at number 17, Colorado 21-9 early in the third quarter. Clemson 17, Pitt 7 at the half. Tulane 21, Navy 21-0 lead over Navy with 6:15 to play in the third quarter. Alabama at home against Mercer, they are scoreless early in the ballgame. At 3:30, it'll be number 4 Penn State, 8-1 overall at Purdue, who is 1-8. Notre Dame hosting Virginia at 3:30. Boston College on the road at SMU. Louisville, they travel to Stanford. Florida at home against LSU. South Carolina 6-3. They host Missouri 7-2. That game will kick off at 4:15. This evening at 7 o'clock, Boise State travels to San Jose State. Kansas State at home against Arizona State and the undefeated number one team in the nation, the Oregon Ducks. They are 10-0. They travel to Wisconsin, who comes into the game at 5-4. That game will get underway at 7:30. Tennessee visiting Georgia tonight at 7:30. New Mexico State at Texas A&M. New Mexico home to Washington State, BYU. They are undefeated at 9-0, and they host Kansas 3-6. That game will get underway at 10:15 this evening. Some NBA action this afternoon. The Bucks at the Hornets. Tonight, it's the Boston Celtics home to the Toronto Raptors. The L.A. Lakers on the road at the Pelicans. Dallas at home tonight hosting the Spurs. And then later on at 10 o'clock, the
Jazz on the road at the Kings. NHL action this afternoon. Boston Bruins, they are on the ice hosting the St. Louis Blues, and the Bruins with a 2-1 lead with 17.5 to play in the second period. Islanders in action this afternoon at 4 o'clock as they are on the road at Seattle. It is the Oilers traveling to Toronto to play the Maple Leafs this evening. Canadiens at home against the Blue Jackets. The New Jersey Devils, they visit Tampa Bay at 7 o'clock. Jets at the Panthers. Buffalo on the road at Philadelphia. Penguins at home against the Sharks. Hurricanes hosting the Senators. Stars at the Wild. Red Wings visiting the Kings. Blackhawks traveling to Vancouver to play the Canucks. That game will get underway at 10 o'clock this evening. Shifting back to Connecticut, some other high school football games taking place. Ridgefield at Stamford. No score coming in from that one. And this one right here, Greenwich with a big lead over West Hill, 42-0. Taking a look at some Section 1 football games, Dobbs Ferry on the road at Valhalla, Ardsley at Pleasantville. That game will kick off at 3 o'clock. New Rochelle is on the road this afternoon as they are at Mamaroneck. And we will take a timeout. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Connecticut. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference and the Connecticut Association of Athletic Directors.
Garden Catering has become a Greenwich landmark for great food served fresh and fast. Now with 9 locations in Connecticut and New York, Garden Catering continues to make people happy with its famous nuggets, made from 100% white meat chicken with no antibiotics ever. Hand-cut daily, cooked to perfection. But there's so much more on the menu. There's burgers, sandwiches, wraps, garden salads, kale salad, vegetarian choices, all-day breakfast. So, go to GardenCatering.com, check out the menu and the locations. Garden Catering, food so good, you'll just keep coming back.
Glenville Shell at 222 Glenville Road is the place to refill and replenish and has been for over 100 years. A true old-fashioned, full-service gas station combined with today's modern convenience store. They can keep your car running at its best or bring it back to life with their full repair service. Also, take advantage of Glenville Shell's full-service gasoline fill-ups along with tire pressure check and refill. Or just as happily, you can pump your own. For a service appointment, call Glenville Shell at 203-531-9147.
And welcome back to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. I'm Sean Kilkelly in the home studios. The Greenwich Cardinals with a 42-0 lead. Brunswick and Choate, they are tied at 6 at halftime. We'll keep an eye on that game as it progresses, but quick halftime, so with third quarter action on the call, Dan Murphy and Chris Kalin.
Everyone, and the other big score across town, Sean alluded to it, was Brunswick and Choate in the Nepsac Leon Modeste Bowl. We'll keep an eye on that score for you. Around Class Double L, several intriguing matchups last night. I'll recap the scores for you here briefly. You know, those battle for the playoff spots, battle for seedings, you know, every result means a lot this time of year. Manchester went up to New Britain and won 28-27. New Britain's lost 2 in a row after starting 7-0. Staples up at Trumbull, they won 28-0. Fairfield Prep was down 15 points against North Haven in the second half, but they stormed back to win their game 38-32. West Haven at home took care of Cheshire 30-3. And Glastonbury won an offensive shootout against Enfield 51-32. And Kennedy keeping their playoff hopes alive with a win at St. Paul Catholic last night 33-14. So the four teams at the top there, those first four spots in the playoff seeds, you know, Fairfield, Staples, West Haven. And I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that Greenwich is going to take care of business here today. So presumably all four of those teams will be 8-1 going into Thanksgiving. And then you've got teams like New Britain and Glastonbury at 7-2. Trumbull losing their game to Staples, they fall back to 5-4, and they're competing with one of those last two playoff spots with Manchester, who got to 6-3, and Kennedy, who got to 6-3. So still playoff spots to be determined, playoff seating obviously to be determined here as we head towards Thanksgiving. These Thanksgiving matchups, there's going to be a lot on the line for some of these teams.
A lot of scoreboard watching.
This is the best time of year, I think. You know, when you're trying to figure out who's for real, who's a real contender in Double L, and, you know, if you're further down in the ranking, who's going to squeak in and make a playoff spot? And who could possibly, in that wild card quarterfinal round, you know, cause some trouble for one of these top seeds? It's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of chaos, and you're going to see, you know, hopefully, you know, are you going to see teams upset the apple cart? Or are you going to see upsets that completely swing the whole dynamic on its head? We don't know.
Well, you know what? That's why they play the games, right? So.
You don't win the championship on paper.
No, you don't. Well, we'll obviously get into that a lot more with our next game coming up. But here this afternoon at Senior Day, we still have some business to take care of as we're getting ready for the second half kickoff. Cardinals with a 42-0 lead over West Hill.
And they're going to receive the ball to start the second half. So, well, wait.
Greenwich is getting ready to kick off.
I wonder if Greenwich took an option to kick off to West Hill based on the score.
You know, that could be the case, yeah. So Greenwich will kick it away to West Hill. They'll kick from left to right here in the third quarter. Alex Kay getting ready to kick it off. In case you're wondering why I call him Man of the People. Punters tend to not get a whole lot of love or a lot of attention as Alex gets it away. Fielded at the 8-yard line. Running with it to the 20. 25, 30. Has a seam for a minute. Sheds a tackle, 35, and is up to about the 38-yard line. So good starting field position here for West Hill. To finish my point about Alex Kay, you know, punters don't get a lot of attention, and Alex's last name is very difficult to pronounce. I have not been brave enough to try it. But I feel like, you know, a young man like this, he's a man of the people. You know, the punter is the blue-collar guy who doesn't get a lot of attention. He doesn't get all the accolades when the team does well. But he's been solid at his job all season long, and I want to give him a shout-out here today.
Well, the punters and kickers, those are those guys that, punters especially, if you get a punter who can, you know, punt the ball and pin it deep, that, you know, that's a guy that's very important, that can be very important to your team.
It's a very underrated weapon for sure. First and 10, Cortell back to throw. He's rolling right, throws short over the middle. That is ruled incomplete. It was in and out of the hands of the receiver at about the 35-yard line, so it'll be second and 10. And we are running clock here. Clock is running even though there's an incomplete pass. We're 10:40 and counting. So I would imagine, so the threshold for running clock in Class LL is 35 points in the third quarter. So obviously with a 42-point margin, we're going to see a lot of running clock here in the second half. Ball at the 39-yard line of West Hill. Cortell lines him up in the pistol. Sends a receiver in motion. And a handoff running up the middle. And gaining maybe 2 or 3 yards to to about the 42-yard line, so that'll set up third down and long.
On third down, Cortell's hustling over to the sideline to get a play. And he's going to come back. We'll see what West Hill's dialed up for Greenwich.
I think both teams are content to play out the string here in the second half, get to the end of the game with everybody healthy. Empty gun for Cortell on third and eight at the 42. Quick pass out to the right. That's caught at about the 45 and running to the sideline and out of bounds near the first down marker. And that's going to be enough for a first down for West Hill.
Man, you've seen now the receivers are starting to get a little bit open. They're not going right out into the flat. They're getting three, four yards ahead of the line of scrimmage. It's finding those holes, and then you can move the football. Make those connections, have a little confidence, and then you can move the football.
So the ball is right at midfield on the far side hash. West Hill moving from right to left. Cortell in the pistol. He's got one receiver dancing around in motion. He'll hand it off, and running around the right side is Doug Kerr. He picks up a few yards inside the 45 to about the 40, call it the 42-yard line. So a gain of eight.
And the one thing with the score like this, a lot of times you're going to see, if you keep an eye on Coach Morello, if the ball's going to be in one of those where we're going to have to measure it with the change, you're going to see Coach Morello just point, just go, first down. I don't think he's going to dispute a lot of those, you know, a lot of that little minutia. Where in a big game, tie game, whatever, you know, you need those extra inches. Here, you don't need it. You just run the clock and try to get your players off the field.
And Cortell wasn't ready for the snap. The ball's on the ground and it's loose, and Greenwich. Looks like they have it. Let's see. Cortell was not ready for the snap. It came back at him before he was ready for it. He was looking away from the center. And it is Greenwich football.
That is just a lack of chemistry on the part of West Hill. Whereas if the where you're the center, you're working off a timing cadence. You know, you're looking at, you know, you're doing a snap count in your head. For when you snap the football, you're not looking between your legs back at the quarterback to make sure he's ready so you can start your snap count.
So costly turnover there for West Hill as Greenwich will take over on offense. The ball is spotted just to the West Hill side of midfield at the 49-yard line. Nick Wells in at quarterback. Cam Williams in the backfield with him. On first and 10, he's got trips receivers. One comes in motion to the far side. And this is a quick pass out to the left. And not much along the left sideline there, as that was caught by Jet Norlin, the senior. Maybe got back to the line of scrimmage, maybe lost a yard. It'll be second and 11 after a loss of a yard.
Yeah, just a little shuttle pitch from Norlin. It's just, you know, one of those little things, you're going to try to move the football.
Loss of a yard. It'll be second down and handoff. Running up the middle is Cam Williams, and he gets to about the 47, so a gain of about four. Brings up third down and about seven. Clock is running. We're very quickly here down to about 6 minutes to go, third quarter.
Get to sit and watch maybe the punter actually make his way onto the field today.
We have not seen the punter that much except on kickoffs, have we? Boy, if you're a punter, you got to love a day like today, don't you? Third and seven at the 47. Nick Wells to throw it. Right side, and that is caught at about the 41 by Hudson Squires. He's going to be about 2 yards shy of a first down. So it'll be fourth and two. And they are going to keep the offense on the field.
And so, 1 yard to go. Look for an inside tackle bolt. Just try to get through that front line for the first down.
Oh, and they got West Hill to jump. West Hill jumped. And that's going to be offsides and a first down.
The hard part is you're trying to read the snap count because you want to get in that backfield to try to break up the play. You just get a little anxious. You just shoot a little too soon, trying to figure out. You're trying to time that snap count so you can get through the tackles to get to the running back to keep him from getting back to the line of scrimmage.
So it's first and 10, and Williams fumbles the football at about the 35-yard line. And let's see who came up with it. It was West Hill.
So that'll be the first turnover of the day for the Cardinals.
First turnover. Now West Hill and Greenwich trade turnovers here to start the second half, and West Hill will take over at the 35-yard line, their own 35. So the Vikings make their way back onto the field. Clock is still running, down to 4 minutes and counting here in the third. And what has been all Cardinals this afternoon, leading 42-0. First and 10 at their own 34 for West Hill. Cortell hands it off. Dancing around back now breaking out to the right. He's got running room, 40, 45, and out of bounds. Good run there on first down by Steve Alpert, bringing it enough for a first down for West Hill.
Honestly, I believe that's West Hill's first down without the benefit of a penalty today. So that's something positive to build on.
Yeah, and you're looking for little things that you can take from a game like this and, take with you to next week. Obviously, this game is not what you're looking for if you're West Hill, but at least if you leave here with something positive to build on, I think that's something that they'll take at this point. So first and 10 at their own 45. Lined up in the pistol. He takes the snap. Short pass out to the left is caught in the backfield, but then he's taken down. Behind the line of scrimmage, that's Hunter Woods coming down from the safety spot to make the tackle.
That's just a quick out into the flat. Greenwich does a great job tracking the play and just preventing the Viking receiver from turning the corner, getting upfield.
So a loss of a yard on the play. That moves it back to the 44. Clock is at 2:18 and counting.
Man, if you're this Greenwich coaching staff with these younger players, these underclassmen on the field, that's what you want to see. You want to see them be able to close those differences, prevent that player from cutting upfield.
There's certainly a lot of speed on this Greenwich secondary, all the way down the depth chart. That's something that I've picked up on this season. Second and 11, quick pass out in the flat to the right is caught at the 45 and fighting for a few extra yards into Greenwich territory. And they'll mark him down at about the Greenwich 47. So it'll be a gain of about 8, bringing up third down in about 2.
And you talk about that speed in the secondary. The speed is great. The athleticism there is great. But it's also the intelligence to know when to pour it on, when to back off, and when to keep containment. And when you see that as a defensive coach, those are the things you like to see. When you see a player smart enough to know his position in his spot on the field.
Ball at the 47 at Greenwich. West Hill with a 3rd and 2. And they'll hand it off and running left, and there's nowhere for him to go. He's dancing around back there. Now he picks up a block, switches field to the right, and he's down the sideline 30 and out of bounds near the 25-yard line. That was a broken play where he was stopped in the backfield but then switched field to the right and ran down the far sideline, picking up the first down.
And that's where speed and athleticism comes into the play, where you have an athlete with the agility like a Lopez, where you see that here, where you run off and you're running into a sea of red, then it's like, oh, well, maybe I should go the other way. And that's what you end up doing.
Down to 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Ball's now at the Greenwich 25. Cortell hands it off. First down run up the middle. And the pile gets pushed for maybe 2 yards.
And for West Hill, you've seen it with the running plays. You haven't been able to push the ball through the pile. what you have been able to do is use your speed to get to the outside with the running backs and turn upfield. If you're West Hill, that's something you should try to lock on, work on for the final quarter.
We have reached the end of the third quarter here at Cardinal Stadium with Greenwich ahead of West Hill 42-0. We'll step aside for a timeout. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
If your car gets crunched, bumped, or scraped, take it to Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Zelenz Brothers has been rejuvenating damaged autos in the Greenwich community since 1912. First, Zelenz Brothers will give you a free computerized estimate in 5 to 10 minutes. No appointment needed. And when they proceed with the job, it'll be done faster than ever. With Zelenz's state-of-the-art super clean painting and baking booth that can bake that paint job to perfection within a short 30 minutes. Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Most collisions repaired within 2 days at 37 Sherwood Place in Greenwich.
Hi. This is Gab Muir from the Class of 2019 State Champions, and you're listening to Greenwich Cardinal Football on 1490 WGCH.
Back at Cardinal Stadium as we get set for the fourth quarter. And West Hill will move from left to right. They're at the Greenwich 23-yard line, second and 7. Cortell lining them up in the pistol, calling out the signals. Takes a snap. Back to throw on the play fake. Throws right side, incomplete. He was looking for Doug Kerr in the end zone, but that was well defended on the play by Jack Jedlinka. It'll be 3rd down and 7.
Cortell gets the matchup he wants. He rolls out. He just has a hard time getting his footing on the turf to get a good throw off.
So 3rd down coming up. Board says 3rd and 7. I think it's more like 3rd and 4.
3rd and 3.
And Cortell keeps it right side and gets to about the 22. He's going to be about 2 yards shy of a 1st down.
Well, you're in four down territory for West Hill.
Absolutely. And clock is running. 10:50 to go, fourth quarter.
Looks like it's about 1. There's no indication on it. There it is. There's the 1 on the scoreboard.
So the ball is at the 21. And I'd say it's a full 1 yard to get the first from here.
Unless if you're West Hill, you might want to try something different. Go for a little tush push.
Yeah, where's Jalen Hurts when you need him? 4th and 1 yard at the 21. Cortell. And somebody jumped on the line here. It's going to be offsides on Greenwich.
It's not somebody. There was about 3 or 4 bodies that misread the snap count and jumped.
So that'll move the ball 5 yards, and it'll be 1st and 10 for West Hill at the 16. Clock now down to 9:50 and counting.
I mean, what they're trying to do is you're trying to read the snap count instead of just watching the ball when you're down on the front line. All you do is look over. Once that ball lifts, you go.
So here we go, 1st and 10. At the 16, receiver in motion. Cortell scrambles left, in trouble, and they got him. Back at the 25-yard line, that's Matthew Ward, the junior, who led the charge and got the sack.
It's just a busted play. When you see that front line just plow right through the line of scrimmage as a quarterback, you're trying to set up for look for a guy to throw to. Next thing you know, you've got just guys in red shirts coming at you from all directions. You're left with nothing but just to tuck the football and hope for the best.
It's a loss of 6 on the sack. It's 2nd and 16. Back to throw. throws right, and that is, there's a fight for it, and it is intercepted. It's intercepted at the 22-yard line. It was a fight for the football to see who was going to come up with it, but it was Nico Galindo, the cornerback, who came away with it. And Greenwich will take over.
And West Hill sends out a new quarterback into the game, looking to try something different. It was just a quick out. Greenwich was able to snuff it out and get to position for the interception.
Greenwich comes back onto the field here. Let's take 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Greenwich Cardinals Radio Network.
You're listening to the sports voice of Fairfield County, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich.
Back at Cardinal Stadium, and West Hill has just taken their first time out of the second half. At 7:27 to go in the fourth, as Greenwich gets ready to take over first and 10 at their own 24. It's been all Cardinals this afternoon. If you're just joining us, it was a parade of touchdowns in the first half. Cardinals with a 42-0 halftime lead, and that is where the score stands at the moment. Cardinals looking to close out their second straight clean sheet. They had a shutout last week up at Ridgefield. And looking for another one of those today here at Cardinal Stadium on Senior Day.
And Coach Morello in the middle of the conversation during that timeout, I think for him it's just, look, just move the football, play clean, don't do anything crazy, don't get hurt.
All good advice.
Yeah, just keep the ball moving. Let's just play a good, clean game, and we'll go from there.
So first and 10, Wells pitches it. Right side, there's running room, and he's Jack McElwain, the tight end on the carry, and he gets up near the 30-yard line.
Yeah, McElwain just rolls off the line of scrimmage. He was out just off the end line in his position. Breaks at that last second, comes back across the field for that little just shuttle toss.
This is that time of every game where I'm scrambling through to the depth chart to see who's deep on the roster. Because we don't get to call some of these names very often.
Yeah, the names you highlighted are all sitting down having coffee.
That's right. Handoff inside. Cameron Williams gets up near the 38-yard line. That's enough for a first down. Where that was Kieran Neek, excuse me, on the carry.
Yeah, you're going to have to get an – I got an extra highlighter. You want to borrow it?
I'm hopefully going to make it the next 6 minutes and 20 seconds. First and 10. Wells in the gun, pitches it to Michael Mignot, running around the left side, and there's not much there. He gets maybe back to the line of scrimmage.
Just a quick update on the Brunswick choke game. Choate up 13-9. This was from 4 minutes ago, so it's got to be roughly about 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Oh, sorry. No, roughly 7 minutes to go in the game.
A defensive battle there up in Wallingford today. Second and 13. Wells throws it over the middle. That's caught up at the 45-yard line. And up close to the first down marker with the reception is a fine young man who I'm waiting to tell who that is. I believe that was George Minchin on the catch.
Another man of the people, huh?
Yeah, sure is. All the unsung heroes need to get a shout out today. They're going to mark him about a yard short of a first down at the 47. Clock running, 5:13 to go, fourth quarter. Third down and officially, they're going to call it third and two. Wells in the gun. He'll hand it off. Running up the middle is Kieran Neek, who picks up the first down and is into West Hill territory, down to about the 47. So first and 10 for the Cardinals in West Hill territory.
You know, and this alternate crew out on the field for Greenwich is doing a great job just pushing the pile, keeping the ball in the middle of the field, letting the clock run. They're just picking up chunks of yardage.
First and 10. Wells takes the shotgun snap, fires left side, incomplete. He was looking for Dan Black, the 6'1" sophomore, at about the 40-yard line, not able to connect, so it'll be second down.
And Black on that was looked like he was supposed to just stop and turn around. Instead, he cuts right back toward the middle of the field.
So second and 10. Wells hands it off, Neek running right. And a flag on the play as Neek gets taken down at about the line of scrimmage. That's going to be a hold against the Cardinals. So with 3:50 and counting to go fourth quarter, that'll back up the Cardinals 10 yards. Or actually, I believe the penalty was declined.
It was still declined. I think they're going to decline the penalty and take the... They're actually going to take the law. They're going to take the loss of down and the loss of yardage.
And we get an official timeout here as the officials are huddling up, having a little discussion.
It looks like they're discussing field position of the ball. You know, where was the ball? Oh, no, West Hill decided to actually accept the penalty.
All right, so... On second thought, West Hill accepts the penalty, so they'll move it back 10 yards to the Greenwich 43. So it'll be second and 20 after the penalty. Wells, short pass to the left is incomplete. Threw it too high looking for George Minchin. So third and 20 coming up. Clock running down 2:37 to go fourth quarter.
Well, if you're a coach looking at a quarterback, you can't be happy with that pass. You can't throw that go up and get him pass out in the flat. You're going to get a receiver killed. And you're just leaving the receiver wide open for a big-time hit.
Minchin did take a hit at the end of that play. Third and 20, and we get a stoppage here. False start against the Cardinals. So that'll back him up 5 more yards.
So now the mistakes are coming, and it's...
You know, these are teachable moments, right, for these players further down the roster who don't get a lot of playing time. It's an opportunity for them to learn in-game about what you do and what you don't do. But after the penalty, it's third and Stamford.
Well, part of it, too, is I think D'Angelo is actually calling the plays.
The handoff inside to Neek goes nowhere. He's going to lose a few more yards. I didn't notice that. I see D'Angelo with a headset on, but is he actually...
He's signaling.
Okay. Maybe the Jets could use him as offensive coordinator.
Well, Dan, it is senior day, so I guess let him call a couple plays.
I'm sure, maybe the Jets will be on the phone to him after this game. Who knows? They need all the help they can get. Fourth and 30 after the loss of 5 on third down. Cardinals into punt for the first time today. And it's going to take a bounce. And it'll roll to a stop inside the 30-yard line at about the 28. And with the clock running inside a minute, that's going to just about wrap this one up.
Hey, Dan, I'm a Giants fan. We need a quarterback.
Yeah.
And I discussed it with Rob on Rob's show the other day. I mean, I'm in the mood. Look, let's just ache for Arch for a little while.
Is that the catchphrase, ache for Arch?
That's the one I came up with.
Yeah, the Giants, what a mess they are.
I think that what the Giants can do is if you take a couple of losing seasons and then you get draft picks and then you can get high draft picks, you could trade them for lower draft picks and you can just really reload.
Final seconds rolling off here as the first down pass from West Hill is incomplete. And I believe that'll be the last play of this game as the clock is running inside 10 seconds. And
that's the end of the game.
That's going to do it. The clock hits zero. Well, it was all Greenwich Cardinals today as they defeat West Hill 42-0 at Cardinal Stadium on Senior Day. And Chris, what are your final thoughts on what you got to see today? It's good to see you in the booth for the first time here this season.
It's been a while. But for Greenwich, this is just a dominant performance. For them, it's a warm, you know, for them, it's a warm up. Unfortunately for West, you know, West Hills, you know, struggles for their program. Even though they're having a good season by comparison to what they've dealt with over the last few years. But for Greenwich, this was a warm up for Staples. Work out some of the kinks, but going in, you know, you're going into that Staples game. You're in control. You have the one seed. You have your fate in your hands. However, you still have to go out and execute. And for them, they executed today. If there were any mistakes that Coach Morello saw, it's stuff he could take into the tape room and try to work out in practice.
Well, in that next game, speaking of which, be sure to join us for our next game broadcast, which will be on Thanksgiving morning, Thursday, November 28th. Cardinals have a little bit of a bye here coming up. There's 12 days between now and their next game. Kickoff of our Thanksgiving Turkey Bowl between Greenwich and Staples up at Staples High School will be at 9. Kickoff will be at 10 a.m., pregame at 9:50. Rumor has it that Rob Adams will be back for this one, and we hope you will be too, listening. Both of those teams, Staples and Greenwich, will enter that game at 8-1. That should be an awesome matchup between two teams that are going to be the favorites in Class LL once the playoffs start. I think that's going to just about do it for us here at Cardinal Stadium. For my partner this afternoon, Chris Kalin, for producer emeritus back here, Sean Adams, and for Sean Kilkelly back at the WGCH studios, this is Dan Murphy saying so long from Cardinal Stadium. Cardinals beat West Hill 42-0 on Senior Day. Have a good night and a good weekend. You've been listening to Greenwich Cardinals football.
Hi, this is Sid Mark with more of the Sounds of Sinatra, and the legend continues. Well, way before there was IMAX and Star Wars, we all depended on Frank Sinatra to take us out of this world, and he did so with his...